T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Fridays R for Beamer, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Joe Beamer with you, and we're going to get back to statues and also want to talk about politics and the coronavirus. So those two things we'll be talking about this hour, starting with what you just heard in the 9 o'clock hour from officials in the city of Buffalo talking about the removal of the Christopher Columbus statue. Now, we've seen this all over America, statues coming down. It really started with Confederate statues in the South coming down, and then it turned to Andrew Jackson statue being ripped down. It turned to they want an Abraham Lincoln statue taken down. Here's where I stand, and I said it in the first segment, and apparently I misspoke, so thank you, Texter, for correcting my English. I couldn't care less. With everything else going on in the world, I couldn't care less about statues. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people disagree with me. I'm sure someone just threw their coffee at the radio. I couldn't care less, and I'm not going to fake that I care, okay? What I do care about is the way it gets done. If you are going to allow an angry mob to take down a statue and then make an excuse for them taking down the statue, as Sean Ryan did earlier in the week, that's what I have a problem with. Issues like that being taken into the mob's hands. Again, if you have an issue, go talk with an elected official. Go get a petition. It's 2020. It is the easiest time to get a petition started. There's a website devoted to it. So if you want change, if you want these statues removed, there is a way to civilly do it. And again, I'm not going to sit here and fake that I care that a few statues have been taken down. It's the way they were taken down. Now, one issue I do have, you like how I'm going to now kind of go 180? I do have an issue with Gettysburg statues coming down. Okay, there is a point of Gettysburg. That is a historical site. When you go there, you learn of the events that happened in Gettysburg. And guess what? Guess what happened at Gettysburg? I'm not the best with history. Like in the first segment when Jim and Amherst called, I had to go look up the event he was talking about. Okay? Joe Beamer was never good at math or history. And I'm not going to lie to you and say I was. But when you go to Gettysburg, you learn of the events that happened in Gettysburg during the Civil War. And during the Civil War here in America, it was the Union versus the Confederate States. Now, what better way to illustrate that than with the monuments that have been put at Gettysburg? And we're talking about monuments that have been there since the 1800s, the early 1900s. There is a monument there that was paid for and built by the veterans of the Confederate Army. Now, obviously, I'm not going to sit here and say that the Confederate Army was a great group of people. But that is a part of our history. You can't just take these statues down and think that you've erased history. And that's the issue I have with Sean Ryan's comments, which I'll play for you next segment, when he said, oh, statues are only supposed to be for a generation. Well, is history only supposed to be for a generation? Am I the only one that thinks it's important to learn what this country learned during the Civil War? What we did to get past that point in history? We're just going to erase it? Going to Gettysburg, that was, and I'm not the one. Ask my parents growing up. I was not a fan of museums and, oh, going to historic battle sites. I didn't like any of that stuff growing up. But then I was a little older, in my 20s, when we went to Gettysburg, and I loved it. I loved walking through the fields where they had their battles and seeing all these old monuments and all these historic artifacts. That was really, really cool. But now you want to take the Confederate ones down? Again, I'm not sitting here praising the Confederacy, but that is a part of Gettysburg. It was a battle between the Union and Confederate states. If I go to Gettysburg and all I see are Union monuments, Union statues, I'm missing 50% of the history. And I don't want to, you know, repeat the old cliche, if you erase history, you don't learn from it. But when we're talking about the Civil War and what this country learned, how many lives were lost, it is important to include who the two sides were. And I don't see the point of removing Confederate monuments at Gettysburg. Again, you want to remove them in Richmond? You want to remove them throughout the South? I'm not going to sit here and fake that I'm outraged over that. But I am outraged when an angry mob is just going statue to statue and taking it down themselves, and then elected officials are making excuses for them. So I want to know your thoughts on that. I want to know your thoughts on the Columbus statue being removed this morning in Buffalo. 803-0930, I'm sorry, star 930 on the cell phone. Text 716-803-0930. That is what we're going to talk about when it comes to statues. I'm going to throw another topic out there for you as well and see your opinion on that. But when we come back, we'll play those Sean Ryan clips and we'll talk to you here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Seems like you guys want to talk about the statues. So we'll get right into that. 803-0930. There is a line open for you. Let's go to Jamestown and talk to John. John, good morning.
Morning, Joe. How are you doing so far?
John, I'm doing well. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, just getting, probably the same as a lot of other people. I'm just so fed up with the public officials and the media sitting there saying, oh, our history is terrible. We're the worst country. There is not a single country in the world that's done more good. And we did not invent slavery, which everybody's trying to make us out to sound like we did. But, the statues, come on. I was a big history buff when I was a kid. And history repeats itself. History, you learn about the character of your country and what the world was like when things were going on in that time period. But to be out there just tearing down our history and telling us that we're all racist, we're all bad. If you're white, you're a racist, and you're bad. It's an inherent thing. Well, you know what? I never considered myself a racist, but if I keep getting beat over the brow, I'm probably going to start considering myself one. And one quick question. They want to tear down all the statues of all the soldiers and anybody who's done anything for America. I want to see, and Sean, that Sean guy, I'd like to see their opinions if we went out and start tearing down Martin Luther King statues, personally.
Well, John, I don't think there's a reason to do that.
No, but I mean, turnabout is fair play, I've always been told.
All right, John in Jamestown, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't see the point of doing that. I would hope no one would go and do that, obviously. But Sean Ryan does say that statues are only good for a generation. It'll be interesting to say, okay, so statues from the 30s and 40s, so in 20, 30 years, we can start tearing those statues down? I mean, history doesn't just start a generation ago. Again, I'm not the biggest history buff, okay? And just because you have monuments to your history, just because you teach certain parts of history, it doesn't mean you're proud of your entire history. Okay, yes, there are times in American history, there are parts of American history we are not proud of. And guess what? We righted those wrongs. We realized, wow, what we are doing is awful. We shouldn't be doing this. The Civil War, for example. But you can't just cut out one side of the Civil War. Okay? There was the Confederacy fighting against the Union. You have to teach, what were they fighting for? What did the Confederacy stand for? What was the Union fighting against? You can't just cut the Confederacy out. And yes, you can't just cut Christopher Columbus out. Again, I'm going to stress this. I don't want to sound, again, about the statues. I don't care. Take all the statues down. I couldn't care less about statues and monuments. But there is a way to do it, and then there's a way of just accepting the mob doing it. And I think that's a dangerous territory if our elected officials are just going to make excuses for groups of people to get together and go tear down some statues and throw it in the lake. That's where my outrage comes from. It doesn't come from the statues. Now, there are certain parts of the country where we have historic battlefields and we have museums. Again, things there doesn't mean you're proud of everything that happened there. You're not proud of the people that are mentioned on the monuments, but it's a part of history. If you take the Confederate statues down in Gettysburg, did Gettysburg never happen? Was there never a Confederacy? These are important pieces of our history. Again, not proud pieces of our history, but important. And learning points for the United States of America. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to our friend Kevin in Pendleton. Kevin, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Drew. I'll try to compose myself here while I give my bit here. You know what? As a descendant of both slaves and slave owners, and to top that, of mixed heritage of not just two, but four. That's right, four, right? On both my mom and dad's side, combination of four, covering every major continent and race, okay? And Sean Ryan, I guess that's Irish, is it?
I think so, yes, Kevin.
Right, that's Irish. You know what? How come Chinese lives don't matter? They were basically slaves here in America building the railroads. And they were literally thrown off mountains and killed sometimes. How come that doesn't happen? And by the way, you know what? Then let's go and tear down the pyramids and let's tear down the Sphinx. Because guess what? Pharaoh a black man, by the way, even though he might have been of a lighter tone, he was an African, okay? Pharaoh was an African. And Pharaoh didn't just have Jews and the Hebrews building his pyramids, but he had everyone. He was, he was an equal opportunity slave owner, because anyone who just didn't fit in with the Egyptian empire built those, well, you want to use the word great monuments. I guess we can't call it great anymore. So I wasn't joking when I said I was going to write both the Israeli and the Egyptian ambassadors here in the United States and say, listen, this, I'm sure it has the endorsement of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, who, back in this great distraction of Black Lives Matter. And by the way, the Irish, as I said, I came across some documentation in my research. They were slaves themselves and treated, just as bad as the Italians when they came here. So, you know what? All of this, it comes down to the where we've made ignorance a bliss, and the dumbing down of our education system, where we put millions of dollars, and the idiots out there tore down the statue of Frederick Douglass. And by the way, remember when the Democrats were kneeling with the kente, that orange, that yellow, green, and red garb? A West African woman, and that's something from West Africa, she was so mad that she was, you can go on YouTube and you can hear her, and they say they don't know what the kente stands for. That's what it's called. All political pandering, with the masses out there, the mobs, the criminals who are doing this. Those who fail to remember the history are condemned to relive it. And by the way, reconciliation. There was reconciliation after the Civil War, when brother fought against brother. And you can see where there were reunions with former Union and Confederate soldiers. Right?
That's right. And you see a lot of that at Gettysburg as well, where the veterans of both sides came together for one, at least one of the monuments that you see in Gettysburg. Kevin, we're up against the break. Thank you for the call, man. Have a good weekend. That's Kevin in Pendleton. And here's another question. Someone out there, someone that's pro tearing statues down, please give me a call. We will put you right at the top of the list, 803-0930. What do you gain from these statues not being there? Because personally, I think the Civil War is a big part of American history. I don't care if it's 2020 or 3020. We learned lessons in this country from the Civil War. We learned lessons from what the Confederacy stood for and what happened when they fell. Those are important lessons this country learned. So what are you gaining by tearing those statues down? You're not erasing history. You're not erasing what happened. Again, you don't have to be proud of that part of history, but you should at least want to teach it. You should at least want to learn it, and learn the lessons that we learned here in the United States. When we come back, your calls here on WBE.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
yellow two-piece black Ray-Bans, your bare feet covered in sand, white jet trails across a blue sky, your ponytail showing off the sunshine. Like a postcard out of nowhere, you get to me, you give me that smile, and I'm somewhere, somewhere sunny at 75. You and me on a beach chair, yeah, I'm so there. Every time I look in your eyes, kissing you when it's all there, I can taste it, I swear. Take me somewhere sunny at 75.
Sunny and 75 seems pretty cool compared to what we've had here in Buffalo lately. Welcome back. Halfway through the Friday show with Joe Beamer here on WBEN. We have full phone lines, so obviously this is something you want to talk about. So enough of me talking. Let's get back to you, and let's start with Pete in Ontario. Pete, good morning.
Hey, Beams. Listen, you know what? It's so funny. They're ripping down statues of the Civil War. Totally uncivil. They're just, you know, they... It's incredible the level, the sheer level of ignorance that these people are. The problem that we're going to have is this, is that there's so many arms out there grabbing the vote. But a lot of it has to do with obviously the teachers, obviously CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CNBC. They're biased. Is so unbelievable that it is just that. For so many people that aren't engaged or might be engaged at 10% of what, and you and I are engaged at 100%, these people believe what they hear. So if Mr. Trump, for instance, gets in a stupid Twitter war or something the day before the election, and some people just decide not to go out and vote or say, screw it, it's so uncivil now, he just makes it that. But I heard something last night, Mr. Beamer, that I couldn't believe was coming out of the television. That John Durham has come out and said that he doesn't really want anything to seem political. So now this is just the steps that we're going to see that absolutely nothing is going to be done about the people that tried to take out a sitting president. And it's just truly unbelievable, because that will, with the statues being ripped down and the teachers teaching kids no history at all, it's all collectively going to take down the greatest country in the world. And you know what? I truly believe that will happen. And what will happen is urbanly, all these people are going to be in such bad shape, because no businesses are going to spark up, no new opportunities are going to come, but then 85% of the country is actually Republican-based or common sense-based. These are the people with the firearms, these are the people with the trucks, with the land that builds, gets the food, with the, all these. And these people, these ignorant people urbanly, not their fault, a lot of it, not their fault, that it's going to be a civil war will look like a party compared to what would happen if there's no opportunity. And I'll tell you right now, thank God we live up here with 34 million in the same real estate, that sizable real estate you guys have, and you guys say 340 million. It's pushing more to 400 million. So I can't even imagine, and anybody that disagrees with me, go ahead. Like, I'll debate them till they can flop on their back. They can't beat me in a debate.
Pete,
I can't debate now.
Pete, that would be a fun show if we could have you for 3 hours debating people on the other side. I'd really enjoy that. But it is sad that people that made up documents, people who lied just to try to ruin a presidency, will probably never pay the price. So what's going to stop them from trying to do it again?
That's right. It's going to ultimately ruin the country. So a guy like John Durham and a guy like William Barr, that could be true patriots, that their ancestors fought for the freedoms of this country, will be all in vain. So, Mr. Barr, if you happen to be traveling up in the Buffalo area today and maybe sitting at the Radisson or maybe going to the Anchor Bar to stuff some wings down your trap, just remember this. You will be the failure. You will be the failure of America, and it will be your fault as well as many others. But it will ultimately come down to just a few people that could have dealt with this, that chose to be unpatriotic, liars, and just despicable human beings. Thanks a lot. Have a great Friday.
Hey, Pete, have a good weekend, man. Thanks for the call. That's Pete in Ontario. Opens a phone line for you at 803-0930. Let's go to Angola and talk to Sharon. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just real quick, I have a different take on the whole subject. My grandfather was an Italian stone carver from Italy, and he gave his life. He died during the Spanish flu epidemic of powder that he ingested from carving the stone. I look at this as art. I don't look at this as any symbolic issue at all, and I don't understand why the art community hasn't come forward, because what's next? The art at the Albright Knox, you know, the Louvre, what's going to happen next? If you compare it to those ugly eggs that they're putting on the Darwin Martin property, this is beautiful art, and I don't understand why it's destroyed. That's all.
Sharon, thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
And Sharon's right. I mean, like I said, it started with the Civil War monuments, and now it's Christopher Columbus. It's Frederick Douglass. What's next? Are they going to go through the Albright Knox Art Gallery and just say, there's something wrong with that? There's something wrong with the person who painted that. I don't like that. This offends me. I mean, again, I'm not going to fake outrage over the statues going down. I don't care. Take all the statues down. But my questions to those who want to see them down, what are you gaining? And if it truly offends you, if you truly have a point for these statues, these monuments to not be there, then why not get a petition? Why not have a conversation? Why not go speak with your elected official? I'm sure Mark Poloncarz is waiting to hear why you want a statue down or which statue you want down and why. But to just take it into your own hands, get your friends, and rip down statues, it's not the right way to do it. That's what outrages me, that that happens, and then politicians, elected leaders, make excuses. Well, you know, they're only supposed to be up for a generation. I don't think when a statue goes up, it should be there forever. It's a part of history. Coming from a guy who hated history, didn't hate my history teachers. Actually, if anyone from Amherst is listening, loved my history teachers, loved my social studies teachers. They worked with me a lot to just get me to understand and kind of comprehend what I was learning. So I have all the appreciation for them, all the respect for them. But it wasn't that great at history, unless it was American history. But these are pieces of history. And when you talk about Gettysburg, when you talk about sites like that, the only reason I'm using Gettysburg is because it was the story that I saw this morning. They now want to remove the Confederate monuments at Gettysburg. Just because those monuments are there, if you've been to Gettysburg, you know what it's about. It's about the battle at Gettysburg, which happened during the Civil War. Those monuments are there from both Union and Confederates. And just because the Confederate monuments are there does not show pride in the Confederacy. It does not mean we are that's a proud moment of American history when we had to have a Civil War. But let's learn from history. There were lessons learned, is what I was trying to say, during the Civil War that are lessons that we still have to teach today. Okay, we learn things from the fall of the Confederacy, from the split of the Confederacy before the fall of the Confederacy. So just because those monuments are there doesn't mean you're proud of them. It's not a proud part of history. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm outraged over statues going down, but it does upset me when people take it into their own hands and then elected officials are there to make excuses for them. 803-0930-930. You know what, Jim? We will take that break now. When we come back, we're taking more of your calls here on WBEN. The sun is shining. I think during rush, Jimmy's going to go out there with his towel and try to get a tan. I think that's his plan during the Rush Limbaugh show.
I'm hoping to. That's what I usually do, at least this week.
Right, that's what you've been doing this week. Nice. By the way, Jim's got a new bike out there that I thought Rob Lucas this morning was overselling it, but you can literally lift it with one hand.
Your pinky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is really light, and you say it adds 5 miles?
Yeah, I took 5 minutes off my 5 minute lap.
That's so awesome.
I used to do about 30 minutes and 5 miles in 30 minutes. Now I'm like 25 minutes or 20 minutes.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Jimmy's been here all week. It's been great. It's been great having Jimmy in. He's got the Virginia Tech shirt on today. Here's the Sean Ryan clip I've been talking about all hour, where he says, these statues are only supposed to be around for a generation.
Any statue that goes up, it should only intend to stay there for a generation.
Oh.
Like, why do we have to honor with a statue somebody that people in Buffalo in 1880 thought was a good idea to put up? You know, why can't each generation memorialize its own heroes? So I've never been one to think just because a statue goes up that it should stay forever.
You hear that, Lincoln Monument? Just because? That's only for a generation. That's only for a generation. Washington Monument, Lincoln Monument. Hey, it's time to get some new statues and monuments for this generation. Really? That's your excuse? That's what you come up with? Unbelievable. By the way, trying to get Sean Ryan on Hardline this Sunday. We'll see if it happens. Let's go to Texas and talk to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Maybe we can get a Colin Kaepernick statue put up somewhere.
Oh, Terry, if you don't think that's going to happen in the next year or so, you're crazy. I think not only will there be a Colin Kaepernick statue outside of Levi Stadium in San Francisco, but you'll probably see one outside the NFL headquarters as well.
Yeah, I believe that. Listen, I don't care about the damn statues. I care about the principles behind what's going on right now.
Exactly.
It's kind of funny to me to watch these people tear these statues. That's kind of like watching kids break their PlayStation because they didn't level up or something. You know, it doesn't matter to me none. What I'm tired of is the foreplay. I'm tired of all this. We know what we're building up to. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm really, what I'm tired of is all this garbage that's happening, you know, basically moving up to what's coming. I'm not a doomsday prepper. I'm not a, you know, conspiracy theorist or something. I'm just smart, and I'm a realist, and I can see where this is headed, and I'm sure a lot of the other listeners can too. I'm just tired of seeing these idiots running around, skinny little twigs and thugs, regardless of their color, walking around with AR-15s like they know what they're going to do with it. It's all fun and games until somebody comes around that's trained and actually knows what it's like that to be on the other end of fire, to receive fire, to make contact with somebody. These people are continually pushing people, good people, to want to turn bad because they continually bully and they continually push out hate. I consider myself a good person. You know, yesterday I got berated by a white woman wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. She was one of my customers, and it took every ounce of my being not to physically harm her, but to tell her exactly what I thought of her and what I think her life is about, and hurt her in her soul if she had one, because I could figure, I guarantee you I could have pinned her down in a second with the type of person that she is. But I had to stand there and take that because I'm a good person. But the irony of being yelled at by a white person wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt and me having to wonder, is this lady mad because I have an American flag stitched on my hat? She can tell for sure by my tattoos where I stand on this country and probably take a good guess who I voted for. But all that being said, man, I mean, sooner or later, these people are going to push the wrong button. And I really hope it doesn't go this way. I've said continually, I hope that I'm wrong about this. But, you know, Pete's right. Other people that have chimed in on this, Bowerly's right. Everybody knows where this is going, and it's really going to take a fight to be able to keep this country. Our government officials aren't going to do anything for us, are they? I don't see anybody standing up for people that are actually patriotic. I don't care about the damn statues. I'm talking about the actual livelihood of people who love their country and want to provide the American dream for their families by earning it, not by being given it.
Yeah, Terry, exactly what I'm saying with, you know, I could care less about if you want statues down or not, but it's the elected officials making excuses for angry mobs to just go in there and tear down statues. That is not the right way to do it. If you are honestly offended by a statue or think that it has no place where it is, there is a process. Get a petition. Go talk to an elected leader. I guarantee if you go up to Sean Ryan and say, I don't like this statue, this is offensive, I'm sure he'll get something rolling. He seems pretty open to the idea. But to just tear it down and then to have him say, well, it was only supposed to be up for a generation anyway, that's just the start of something more dangerous. Is it when you give these angry mobs power, as we've seen, they'll go for more. Okay, we got Confederate statues. Now let's get Columbus statues. And what's next? Eventually, it won't be statues.
Nah, it's not going to be. They're coming for our heads, and it's obvious and apparent at that. These punk politicians that don't have the gall or the intestinal fortitude to stand up and say exactly what they feel or what they, you know, they know is right, you know, they can step aside and let the rest of us, you know, save our country, because obviously they're not going to do it. That's just, you know, I'm tired of the foreplay. I'm tired of coming to work every day knowing that it's probably in vain, because 6 months from now, who the hell knows what this country's going to be? It's garbage.
All right, Terry in Texas, and hey, man, Terry, you hit me with that PlayStation comment, because 15, 16-year-old Joe Beamer went through a lot of controllers when he didn't level up.
Don't break the controllers.
All right, man, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, 803-0930, star 930. News is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.